If you regularly experience the commute of your nightmares, there's some good news. You could win a prize, courtesy of the advocacy group Writers Alliance. The group is conducting a contest, and it's called Worst Commute of the Week, and it's announced its first winner. And WNYC's James Ramsey from our We the Commuters project has the details on what constitutes an award-winning miserable commute. He joins us now. James, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So are you the winner? Is your commute the worst?
I was not this time around. The best of the worst this time for week one was a librarian from Queens named Jennifer Tang. She commutes from Forest Hills into Manhattan, and one night on her way home, she was almost at the end of what's normally a 30-minute commute, and the train stalled out in a tunnel. She wound up spending 2 hours there. And what made it even worse was that she had forgotten to go to the bathroom before she got on the train. Now, Danny Perlstein from the Writers Alliance says that Queens also produced the runner-up this time.
We had another story of an older gentleman on the same line, a two-time cancer survivor, who on a morning commute usually takes a local so he can sit down. He was stuck standing up for 2 hours, again due to signal problems. He has a pain that developed in his legs that lasted several days, and he expected would last him several more.
Oh, boy. So when you're held in the train, especially for that long, isn't someone supposed to come on the intercom and give you an explanation?
Someone's supposed to. Not always. I mean, last summer, the MTA made a big point of saying that it would start giving more honest, frank announcements about what's wrong. And Perlstein said that, you know, instead of just blaming the train's dispatcher for holding the train, conductors are now at least saying, you know, there are signal problems ahead. But a red signal doesn't necessarily mean that there's train traffic ahead and keeping you from moving. It's often just the case that the signal itself is broken because it's 70 years old.
Okay, so for this contest, what's the prize for the worst commute of the week?
Writers Alliance is giving out one chocolate Metro card a week to the winner of the worst commute contest. They also plan to analyze all the entries and look for patterns that emerge and then go straight to the governor with those complaints as opposed to just appealing to the MTA.
Can you swipe the chocolate? I mean, I prefer to eat it.
You can eat it and then swipe it through your arteries.
Cooking, great. So if you want the prize, how do you submit to this contest?
We've put the link to enter this contest on our We the Commuters Facebook page, which you can find at wnyc.org/commuters. You could also share your stories there. We won't give you candy, but we do offer compassion and solidarity with your woes.
Okay, WNYC's James Ramsey. Let's get some chocolate now, James.
Let's do it.
This coffee's not doing it for me.
Thanks, Richard.